when Simin Sadi, we are up to Sif Ches. We will be doing Sifim Ches and Tes. Osir Lavor Chutz Lebeis HaKnesses, B'tzad Sha'Pesach Pasuach Bo, B'shoa Sha'Tzibra Mispalim. It is osir to pass by outside the shul, in the side that the door is open, at the time when the shul is davening, mipnei shenira kakofer, kevin sheno nichnas leispalel. By passing by and not taking the opportunity to walk in, it looks like you don't want to daven because you don't believe in whom they're davening to. So that's osir. Now, what are we referring to? First of all, the Prima Gadam learns that this is even not only Shmone Esrei, but also during Shema and Psukei Zimri even. During davening, you should not pass the open door to the shul without walking in. Vimnose Masui, if you're obviously carrying something so that it's difficult for you to put it down and come to shul. O Shalovish Tfilin, or you're wearing tfilin so everyone knows you're not a kofer. O Sheyesh Beis HaKnesses Acher Be'ir, or there's another shul in town so that people will not think you're a kofer, they'll just think you're going to the other shul. O Sheyesh Beis HaKnesses Zeh Pesach Acher, or this shul itself has another door. So no one, but when they see you passing one door, they'll think you're going to the other. When they see you passing the other, they'll think you're going to the first. O Sherochav al Behemah, the Ramah adds, or if you're riding on an animal, there, in all of these cases, the halacha is mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says another situation that would be mutter is if there are lots of minyanim in this shul itself. The fact that you're not walking in for this minyan doesn't mean that you're not going to be around for the next minyan. So there the halacha would be, you're allowed to pass by the door of the shul. But otherwise, this is halacha. You do not pass by the open door of the shul while they're davening without joining them unless there's another minyan in town, another door, or another minyan in the shul. Siftes. Yishtadel odom lispaul bebeis haknesses im hatzibur. The ideal is to daven in shul together with the minyan. That's ideal. V'im hu onus sheina yochal lovo lebeis haknesses. What if he's not well and he can't come to shul? Yechavein lehispaul b'shoshat zibur mispaulin. At least what he should do is daven at the time that the shul is davening, rather than just daven when it's convenient for you. Daven at the time that they daven. Now, what is considered davening together with the minyan? That's everybody starting Shmone Esrei at the same time. And B'shar Shat Sivri Mispala means Dafka Walder Davening Shmone Esrei. Says the Ramah, V'chein v'hu hadin b'nei odom hadarim b'yishuvim. Similarly, for people who live in a yishuv, v'ein lehem minyan. They're living out in a place, a small village where you don't have a lot of Jews, and they don't have a minyan. They should daven Shachris and Mariv Shmone Esrei at a time that they know in the city the Jews are davening. For some reason you weren't able to daven when the Tzibur did. So you've got to daven alone, and it's not even at a time that the Tzibur is davening. Afal pi kein yispal b'veis haknesses. Nevertheless, the person should daven in shul. In other words, there are two separate halachas. It's important to daven in shul. It's important to daven with a minyan. The ideal is to daven with a minyan in shul. At least daven at the time the minyan is davening. And if you even miss that, at least daven in shul. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings up the fact that it is better to daven in shul than at home, even if there's a minyan in your house. Shul is the bigger place. Not only that, but there's a mitzvah to daven with the larger shul, the Rav Amhadras Melech. If there's too much noise, so daven in a smaller minyan, then that's mutter. What if you have a choice between davening with a minyan in a house or going to shul at some other time and davening b'yachidus? A minyan wins out over shul. So the two choices, a minyan is more important than a shul, but if you miss the minyan anyway, then make sure you daven in shul. Now, the Mishnah Berurah talks about what it means to daven tefillah b'tzibur. So let's say you're davening Shachris, and it's a Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, and the tzibur is davening Musaf. Are you yotze tefillah b'tzibur? So the Mishnah Berurah has an interesting psak. And that is that if you're davening at home and you want it to be Zman Shat Sibur Mispalim, it is not Zman Shat Sibur Mispalim. Because Zman Shat Sibur Mispalim means that it's also the same tefillah that they're davening. However, if you're in shul when they're davening Musaf, you're with the Tzibur, then they're davening Musaf, you're davening Shacharis, you're Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibur. So that the halacha therefore is that if you're in shul and they're davening Musaf and you're davening Shacharis, you're Yotze. If you're at home, there's no Indian in davening Shacharis at the time that they daven Musaf. That's not called Bizman Shatzibur Mispawlin. What happens if you don't have a set place in shul? If you don't have a set place that you daven in shul or a set minyan that you daven in, ideally you should never daven Shacharis and Musaf in two different places. That means like this: if you have a shul that you go to, but you want to daven earlier, like the Mishnah Berurah brings up an example of a shul that is notorious for davening late, they may even end up missing Zman Krishma or Tefillah. So because of that, you couldn't go to shul to daven Shacharis. Instead, you've davened with a minion elsewhere, a small minion in the house, and you daven Shacharis with them. If you normally daven in the shul, you're better off going to the shul for Musaf. This way you'll be davening in your place with Rav Am. The only time that you consider davening Shacharis Shacharis in one place and Musaf in the other is in a case like this where you have a set makom in one shul. There you should go and daven with them Musaf. Whereas, what if your kfiyas is with this small place and they daven Shacharis and Musaf earlier than the shul? Don't leave in the middle. Don't leave after Shacharis to go wait and daven Musaf for the shul. So that if your makom is the shul, just the shul daven Shacharis too late. In such a case, the halacha is daven Shacharis elsewhere and come to the shul for Musaf. But if you're not a regular davener in the big shul, then what you do is daven your whole davening in the same place, even if it means davening in a minyan in somebody's home. Now, at what point can you consider yourself an onus and not have to go to shul? So the halacha is that if you're weak, if you're sick or if you're weak, even though you're not sick, but if you're weak and you just don't have the strength to go to shul, you don't have to. There's a mitzvah to make to really strain yourself and make an effort to go. But if you really don't feel up to it, then you're allowed to daven home. If you're going to lose money, you don't have to go daven with a minyan. But not if you're just going to lose profit. Meaning, if you're going to lose money you already own, to prevent that kind of loss of money, you're allowed to not go to shul and daven on your own. In order to gain money you do not yet have, you cannot miss davening over that. It's brought down that the community should give a knas to people. They should actually give a penalty to people that don't come to daven. The community should see to it that everybody comes to daven. There's a maisa that the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Magen Giborim, that the story of Hagon Reb Zalman Mirlish, who was the Rav of Hamburg, where one time he was going to shul wearing his talis and tefillin, and somebody wanted to do business with him, and it was a question of a lot of money, and so he told him, "I'm going to daven, we'll speak after davening." Meanwhile, the person did business with someone else, and he lost the business. So he said that he was very happy. Somach Hagon Simcha Gedola. He was very, very happy. That what was that? That he spent all of this money for Tefillah B'Tzibur. In other words, although the halachi is that to prevent a loss of money, you're allowed to not go to daven, if what you're going to do is just not earn the money and you want to go daven with a minyan, it's worth every penny. It's worth every cent that you don't make profit for the sake of davening with a minyan B'Tzibur, with a minyan in shul. The Radvaz, there's actually a machlokas in this, and the Mishnah Berurah only brings down the Radvaz. There's a machlokas, the Chacham Tzvi and the Radvaz, in the case of someone who is imprisoned, and the authorities allow him out of prison one day a year. So the Chacham Tzvi says that you have to choose the day that I guess there's the most mitzvahs. He talks about possibly Yom Kippur. The Radvaz says, no. Mitzvah kala habo liyotcha al tachmitzena. My first opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah, even if it's going to be at the expense of a greater mitzvah, I should grab it. So he says, the first day you can get out and daven with a minyan and put on tefillin. And the Mishnah Berurah only brings him down and doesn't bring down the Chacham Tzvi. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah holds that if you have a choice between a greater mitzvah later or a smaller mitzvah now, the smaller mitzvah now would win out. Finally, the Mechaber told us a halacha that if you miss this man of davening, you're better off coming to shul anyway to daven there, because there's an inyan of davening in shul. In the case of a Talmud Chacham that missed davening, and by him showing up, it'll be obvious to the tzibur that he woke up late and it's not really, and he didn't daven b'tzibur that day. Such a person would be creating a chilul Hashem by going to shul to daven so late, and he's better off davening at home.